1077 The Island is your station for real music variety and your adorable, adoptable pet of the week with Robin Mays on Voice for Companion Animals. We got a wild dog in the studio.
We have a wild.
Wonderful. Hi.
Welcome to Thanksgiving week.
Wow, she is a bundle of energy.
God, she's great.
Is that pit bull mix?
That is a pit bull mix.
Oh, she's a sweetheart.
With a bundle of energy that she absolutely loves people.
Oh my gosh, don't she?
Because I'm sitting here holding a treat and she could care less because she has Laura.
Yes. Oh, you're my girl.
That is one happy animal. It's a pit bull, almost all black, and some white markings underneath. Where did you get her?
She's an owner surrender. We've had her off and on since February.
Has she been here before?
She has been here before a while ago, and then she was adopted and then returned. She definitely wants her own people. She just is so fearful of being hurt that she just doesn't know what to do with herself.
Yes.
But when people are around, she absolutely loves people.
You do. Oh, yes.
Was her energy level the reason why she got returned?
No, she was returned because her owners were needing to move, and they couldn't take her. And she'd been turned away from another place because, everybody's at capacity. And when we went out and saw the little face in the back seat on a Saturday, it's like, we got to do something because she needs a place to go.
Yes. Oh, you're
so she's
a sweet
got,
girl.
You know, statistically, she's got a lot against her, pit bull and black.
Yeah.
Well, she just gave me a tongue bath.
How would you? I would never be able to surrender that animal.
No,
I'm already attached to her.
And, there's going to be quite a bit of criteria with her adoption. She needs exercise. A fenced-in yard is a must. No other pets because she is the attention hog as far as I need my person, and that's my person.
I'm not sharing.
Yep.
Does she know her name?
Oh, yeah.
What is her? Do I know her
Kira,
name?
Kira.
Do you Kira, that's
Kira.
Right.
Kira. Hi.
Kira's on our Facebook page.
Hi.
Such a happy animal.
Kira, she is. Her tail just can't stop wagging. What a good girl.
These are good. Wow. I know. Now that you know I have
them. I don't know
them.
That I've ever seen a happier animal. I do remember her now.
Yes. Oh, these you're good, just a sweetheart.
These are good, aren't they?
How
we're going to.
Anybody.
So, what happens when somebody adopts an animal like this? And is it just an unforeseen circumstance where they realize, we have to move and we can't take.
Well, and we're not sure where they got her from. I'm guessing they got her from a relative that had a litter of puppies, kind of thing. But when you have to move and in certain, I'm cleaning your floor, certain circumstances, we're just afraid of what's going to happen to her. So we decided we're going to help her out. She's been a little bit of a tough adoption because animal people tend to have more than one animal.
Yeah.
But she's...
What's Kira like in the shelter with the other animals?
They make her very nervous.
Really?
Yeah. Our environment, shelter environment, isn't the best, but it's better than nothing. It's better than being out on the streets.
So the existence of others makes her nervous? I can
makes
relate
her nervous.
To that.
Yeah, right? Right?
She's feeling a little uncomfortable all the time. How much does Kira cost?
Kira's adoption is actually sponsored now. We have someone who said it's most important right now to get her in the perfect home. We're envisioning maybe even a truck driver or somebody who does a lot of transporting. If you want your co-pilot, that's her.
Oh, she is. She's a lover, too. Oh, my God.
are sponsors personal or business?
Yes.
Both.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Did you want to mention one?
Well, this was a volunteer, so we have amazing volunteers that will pretty much do well. If
whatever
I mean, you're volunteering, you're showing up to take care of animals minimum four times a day at the building, and we have upwards of getting close to 30 again, just needing homes, and you can see she's had her share of bad luck.
This is the legend of a man who buried his identity to dedicate his life to the service of humanity and country. It is the story of the Franz Man. He went day and night without rest.
with the Franz Man.
Radio on. Franz Man One Man Party in the Morning on 107.7 The Island.
Okay.
But, right. You know, we're coming up on Thanksgiving. We're coming up on the season of miracles. So all it takes is one share.
Oh, yes.
And we can find her place.
Voice for Companion Animals is a nonprofit based out of Grand Island. They strive to keep pets in their home with their caring owner rather than hit the shelter. But they also have amazing pets available for adoption, like Kira. Is she full pit bull?
We're going to guess pit mix.
Yeah.
Pit mix.
Wow, she's well behaved, as energetic as she is.
Oh, yeah.
Robin's holding a treat out and Kara's not freaking out. She's waiting for her cue to be able to eat it. I think that's amazing.
Yeah, she's got good manners.
That's not natural, is it? That has to be trained?
No, she's been through a lot of training. It took forever. In fact, we still can't find her kryptonite. She just does not. She would rather have. Her kryptonite is humans.
Yeah.
There's really no treat that she will focus, 100% focus for. When she gets hyper-focused on a bunny or something in a yard,
hi.
All bets off.
Hi.
So you say Kara is sponsored, yes. So that means if I qualify.
If you qualify, you got your fenced-in yard, no other pets. We've done the home visit, and we think it'll be a perfect match. She gets to go with you. We have a harness that we ordered that fits her perfectly. A harness gives you better control on a walk and what have you.
Yeah.
And so it's no cost.
It's no cost if you have the right place.
This is the way to go.
There's the kryptonite.
This is a great friend.
Right, human. With the right human, we can be kryptonite.
Oh, yes. You're a good girl.
Now, for the most part, everyone in this room is an adult. How does Kira get along with kids?
She loves kids.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, she loves kids.
Hi.
They can be scary at first. I think young kids would not be a good fit, but older kids, oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. School age, yeah.
She likes to play and
it's a little bit rough when she's out barreling through the yard and you get clipped in the kneecaps. So
like a little freight train.
And the tail is a whip.
Yeah.
What a beautiful, beautiful animal. To see pictures of Kira.
You smell my dogs, don't you?
I'm saying 50 pounds.
Yeah, she was pretty skinny when she came in. So she's close to, between 45 and 50 now.
Yeah.
45, 50 pounds. Kira, pit mix, mostly black, but some white spots on there. Very friendly. Hit up the blog section of 1077theisland.com. This portion of the huge broadcast brought to you by Pro Team Design. Designing your dreams into reality for all your screen printing and embroidery needs. Free quotes and superior service. Pro Team Design. Check them out on Facebook. Check out their website for pictures. ProTeamDesign.com. Robin, thank you so much for all you do.
Oh, tell Robin about the treat you have for her.
Oh, that's right. Someone dropped.
Someone dropped.
Some money off for Voice for Companion Animals.
Yeah, some wonderful listener. So thank you,
that
listeners.
Is very,
you can do that anytime.
Thank you, listeners. We
have the most generous listeners. It's unbelievable.
True story.
Thank you so much. You
and
know who you are.
I love hearing the stories. Someone will see me or something somewhere and go, you know, I schedule my drive time around the segment so I can hear you guys. I said, well, is that because of the animals or because of some of the weird stuff we talk
about? Our wonderful, fascinating conversations.
Yes.
I feel that was a slight derogatoriness toward me.
Absolutely not. You're completely fascinating and fabulous.
Is derogatoriness a word?
Fascinating, fabulous, Franz Man.
See, I like that better than stick in the mud, Steve.
Yes, I would like it better too.
Robin, thanks again.
Thanks for having us. Appreciate it.
Yes, good girl.
Broadcasting live from the Island Studios.
Okay, cool.
Powered by Ken's Appliance. 107.7 The Island.